CVS pharmacies are shutting down 900 stores, and they're laying off 5,000 people. And at the same time, my world of content, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com, you know, my new show, Decentralized TV, and all the websites that we publish, which is hundreds of them, are growing in their reach, despite intense censorship. In fact, we have been targeted for more censorship than almost anybody other than, let's say, Alex Jones or Donald Trump himself. Aside from those two, I don't think there's anybody in the world that's been subjected to the early, dedicated censorship and deplatforming and defamation that we have been subjected to, all in a desperate effort to silence our voice. The White House specifically named us to big tech to say, you know, deplatform Natural News and Brighteon.com and anything related to Mike Adams and Health Ranger. And even if I do an interview with somebody else, if they post that interview on their normal channel, they will get a strike on YouTube just for having me as a guest. So that's how intense the censorship is. Now you have to ask why. And also to the original point here, why is CVS shutting down stores, but Natural News and the content that I produce is growing in reach despite the censorship? Here's the very simple answer. CVS pharmacies are killing their customers by pushing medications and vaccines that kill people. Whereas what we teach is, of course, natural health, prevention of chronic degenerative disease, healing, rejuvenation, regeneration, all of these things. So the people that listen to us tend to stay alive and live longer and happier and healthier. And so our audience is growing because people spread the news about that. When they find that they can overcome something like heart disease or diabetes or cancer, and they're alive and well instead of on death's bed because of chemotherapy or whatever, they tend to tell people. They tell people, oh, you got to read Natural News. That's where I learned about this. That's where I learned about, you know, whatever the molecule or herb or remedy might be. And that news spreads. Now, there are some people who don't want to hear that because they only believe in pharmaceuticals and vaccines and toxic doctors who are murdering them. Well, those people are dying in record numbers, obviously. And so we hear from them less and less as they die off. You know, how many people specifically rejected ivermectin during COVID, but they embraced vaccines and multiple boosters? How many of those people are now dead? And the answer is, around the world, tens of millions. Even in the United States, that number is certainly over 1 million, and it may be significantly higher. We know that at least 5 million people have been permanently injured or disabled or maimed by the vaccines. And those people are less likely to be active either online or at a job or going out socially. You're a lot less likely to hear from those people who have been vaccine injured, because mostly they're trying to not die. They're trying to overcome the injury, and that's a full-time job because of the extensive damage of the spike protein. And we try to help those people as well, although it's very difficult because the spike protein has achieved, you know, a lot of damage. So that's not an easy thing to overcome. But I will tell you that when you teach people how to be healthy and aware and alive and joyful and to get out of chronic pain and to feel more mobile and more youthful and more energetic and happier, you're going to tend to attract a lot more people. And you see, the establishment knows that. And that's why they had to go overboard with the censorship, because they can't have the population that the globalists are trying to exterminate. They can't have that population connecting with people like myself, the Health Ranger, who teaches people how to survive all kinds of difficult situations, or how to reverse disease, how to prevent disease, how to survive COVID, how to survive cancer. You know, that's the very last thing that the globalists want people to know how to do. everything that the globalists are doing right now with the food scarcity and vaccines and the bioweapons and energy shutdowns and currency devaluation, all of it is designed ultimately to achieve global extermination of the human race. There are multiple methods of that, you know, direct kill, such as with some vaccines kill people with, you know, heart attacks and strokes and what have you, blood clots. But then there's the indirect depopulation, which is infertility. And then there's the attacks on the family and cutting off the genitals of children so they can never reproduce, and pushing the LGBT agenda because transgenders don't reproduce, and you know, pushing the whole gay agenda so that, you know, because two men can't have a baby and two women can't have a baby, you know, and so on and so forth. So lots of attacks, lots of different vectors, but ultimately it's about depopulation and extermination of the human race. So this is why anybody who teaches survival, especially medical survival, health survival, is going to be censored, targeted in some way. Because, of course, it contradicts the globalist agenda of total depopulation. And that's how you know that the governments of the world do not have your best interests at heart. If they had your best interests at heart, they would be teaching you to grow some food, to have some food redundancy. They would be teaching you to have some backup gold or silver in case of emergencies. But instead, they teach you exactly the opposite. They teach you all kinds of falsehoods, like, oh, don't grow your own medicine. That's impossible. There's no such thing as natural medicine, they say. The only medicine that you can ever get comes out of a pharmacy, and that's it, right? It's a big lie. It's an insane lie, because really none of that's medicine. You know, the real medicine comes from food and herbs and the natural world and things like light and sound and touch and so on. I mean, those things are all real medicine. Synthetic pharmaceuticals are not real medicine. They're counterfeit medicine. And isn't it interesting that in a world of counterfeit medicine, we also have counterfeit money, printing of dollars? And that's why they also don't want you to have gold or silver, because they want you to depend on their counterfeit money, just like the counterfeit medicine. And then they have counterfeit fake news, so that you are constantly bombarded with false information. And they have counterfeit narratives and counterfeit knowledge and all of these things. And anyone who believes these things ends up killing themselves, which is exactly what the globalists really want. So if you know anybody who believes all the mainstream narratives, then you know somebody who is part of a suicide cult. And this includes, by the way, the climate cultists. And what do they want? The climate cultists want the total destruction of human activity and global depopulation as a way, in their minds, to, quote, save the planet. But of course, it's not saving the planet. It's actually depopulating all of humanity from the planet. But people who believe these narratives tend to die. And they also tend to live with a lot of disease and a lot of suffering. Oh, and don't forget about counterfeit food. Forgot to mention. Almost all the mainstream processed food is counterfeit food, too. And people who eat a lot of counterfeit food end up with real disease, because they're not eating real food, which would prevent disease. So it's, you know, it really comes down to a pretty interesting and pretty simple choice. If you want to live in a world of counterfeit everything, which a lot of people choose to do, then you're going to end up with a lot of disease and suffering and death. But if you want to live in the world that's real, which is the world that we present at naturalnews.com and across the alternative media, we're talking about reality, then as you become educated in that reality, you will find yourself becoming healthier, happier, more alive, more awake. You will expand your intelligence, your cognitive grasp of the world, your sensory experience. You will expand, frankly, your inner joy as well. Even as you become aware of some of the horrors of the world, like the coming financial collapse that's being engineered, or the fact that child sex trafficking is very real. You know, an oblivious person can live in denial and say that's not real, but you, as someone who knows what's going on, you have to acknowledge that that's real. And even then, with acknowledging the horrors of the world, you can still yourself, through healing and through personal development and through expanded knowledge, you can find more inner peace and inner joy and inner purpose in your life. And these are things that really, really matter. And this is exactly what the establishment, the globalists, do not want you to do. They do not want you to connect with who you really are, or certainly they don't want you to connect with the divine. Because if you do that, then you'll realize you don't need them. You don't need the globalists. You don't need their fake money. You don't need their fake news, their fake counterfeit medicine, their fake food, their fake likes on fake social media and all this garbage. You don't need their world. And the minute you realize you don't need them, then you stop being a slave and you start being your own citizen. And then you've escaped the matrix at that point. And that terrifies the globalists. They cannot allow anyone to escape the matrix, because then, of course, they would lose control. And their control is pushed through artificial fear, psychological terrorism campaigns, artificial scarcity, you know, impoverishment, all of it engineered economic collapse and all of these things. So you see, it all makes sense, doesn't it? And they try to scare you to stay a slave. I scare you into thinking, oh, don't you dare touch chlorine dioxide. It might kill you. Actually, it might save you, by the way. Oh, don't you dare own gold. It's worthless. It's a worthless relic. While the dollar collapses to nothing and the people who hold gold end up becoming the wealthy people of tomorrow, right? Every narrative of the establishment is a lie. And every truth that empowers you will be attacked by the establishment. So keep all this in mind and keep reading naturalnews.com and listen to my podcast on brighteon.com. Thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.